Welcome to Just Think, the podcast.
The podcast where we don't want to tell you what to think.
We just want to encourage you to do it.
We are three friends that came from across the political spectrum who were tired of partisan politics and were alarmed at what we saw happening in our country, including the growing political divide.
But we found as we challenged ourselves to recognize our own biases, to put them aside, we were absolutely united in our pursuit for the truth.
And that's why we started this podcast, to share the conversations we were having around that pursuit and to invite you into our conversation.
To encourage you to feel free to ask questions, search for the answers yourself, to say what you think.
That's right, because as we like to say, diversity of thought, ideas, and beliefs are welcome here. Asshats are not.
All are welcome as long as you just think.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to Just Think the podcast. This is Holly.
And Amy.
And Kristen.
And today we are joined by someone that we just all three personally adore, respect, and learn from. And she's going to be talking with us today about a topic that I don't think we've really fully explored. We've had some guests who've certainly mentioned in your pursuit of health and wellness and your overall state of mental well-being as well. So mentally, physically, spiritually well, is the art of breath work, which sounds, I think if you've never explored any of this, it sounds so hokey, right? It's like I remember when I thought yoga was hokey until I actually learned to do it. And then I was like, this is amazing. I feel great. But we want to talk about this because as you know, on this podcast, what are we in pursuit of? The truth. And we want to find clear and direct paths to health and wellness, physically, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, all the ways, right? And this is an area we have really learned a lot about or are learning more about and want you to be able to learn as well, because you're not going to believe how much this can help you. Even before we started this podcast, Miss Allie Levine, it is Levine, Allie, right?
We always say right. It's Levine.
Okay. Yeah, I always think I'm saying it right, and then I'm like, wait, to make sure. Miss Allie Levine is an expert in breath work, and she's probably an unlikely candidate of someone who you would have thought would take this path because she was a very well-known stylist in Hollywood. And she's kind of lived that dream, and in the chaos of living out her dream, realized kind of how broken and needy she was. And I think, haven't we all been there? You've all been there in a place in your life. And perhaps it was when to the outward world, you looked like you had had it all. And suddenly, sometimes I believe when you accomplish your goals and dreams, it will stick a magnifying glass on you and say, okay, really, are you okay? Because sometimes we can, in the pursuit of those things, we lose ourselves. We really, and we're not whole and we're not internally okay. And it's so easy to get lost in the world of success because it pulls at you from every direction. And so what is it they always say is that if you were an a-hole before you ever had money, you'll really know you're an a-hole when you have it. It's like whatever like personal issues you have seem to also get magnified with success and money and all those kinds of things. And so anyway, Allie, we're going to get you to share your story because we know it's very relatable to a lot of people. Not that they were all successful stylists and stars, but they understand what it is to, from the outside, look like you have it all. And on the inside, you're not happy at all and you're not okay. But guys, just before we hit record, I have to tell you, we hate technology sometimes, you know, like we just all struggle with it. It's just one of those things. To be honest, this is the second time we've talked with Allie. We had so many tech issues the first time. We just decided to scrap it and do it again. But we were just, you know, sometimes that gets you in this really negative space. And I had made a joke to Kristen and Amy before. I was like, I'm starting to question if I'm a good person because I have very horrible thoughts about people right now and the world and just everything. And I know I'm not alone. I know, because when I said it, like all the girls understood what I meant. I know that I am, but I think that when there's chaos encircling you in whatever way, you are taking it on and you've got to realize how to sort of spiritually arm yourself and push it back out because you don't want to carry it. And so anyway, Allie so wisely said, okay, we're going to do some breath work and we're going to pray. And we're just going to exhale this away and we're going to push this away. And we're going to, you know, submit what we're doing right now to God and say, okay, we're going to have this divine conversation because it's going to help people. So before you dismiss us as crazy hokey gals, we get it because we've all been there where we thought this was kind of all weird stuff. Would you stay in the moment with us for the next half hour? Or would you learn from Allie and from her experience? And I promise you, if all you learn is to take deep inhalations in moments of anxiety, pain, fear, whatever, I think you'll be shocked at how it starts to affect your mind, your body, your soul, and your spirit. So with that, Allie, thank you so much for being here. Will you please tell our audience, how did you go from stylist to the stars to the breathwork queen?
Well, I'm so excited to be back with you ladies. I feel like, hey, you know what? If you said it was technical issues and whatever else was going on, but it's obviously divine for us to be back together. So I don't believe in coincidences. Someone said to me a long time ago, coincidences are God's way of staying anonymous. And I truly hold that and believe that. And that was like a big one I've carried with me. It's like, hey, we're meant to be here and have this conversation, especially where we are in the energetics of the world and what's going on with the collective and all of that. I know we're going to dive into that, but yeah, I love what you shared about my journey, because you're right. I think it's so easy to see someone like myself or someone who's in, especially the Hollywood entertainment industry, and see all the things they're doing on the outside, especially on social media and TV and regular media and all the things, and think, wow, they have it all. They're doing it all. You know, they're hopping planes or going here. They have trips there. All this stuff is happening. And you think like, wow, I want to be doing that too. And now don't get me wrong. There was a part of me that really loved that life. The ego part of Allie.
Sure.
But the deeper soul part of me, of what you spoke to, felt really broken. And I did not recognize that I felt broken. I just kind of stayed in like a people-pleasing situation all the time. It was like, as long as the clients were happy, the producers were happy, the manager was happy, agent, whoever it was, fill in the blank. As long as they were happy, I was happy because they were happy, instead of me just being happy for me. And, you know, that really honestly took a huge toll on my marriage with my husband, Justin, where we were just, you know, not close at all because I was so focused on making sure everybody else was happy. And I wasn't even thinking about my actual relationship that needed to be, you know, at the forefront, right? Which is what God teaches us. But I was not connected at all to God at that point in my life. And I think, you know, this has been a really big spiritual walk for me, is it's like, you know, God really used breath work to bring me back to Him and meditation and all that, and now prayer and everything. And so, you know, when you're in a space of being a stylist to the stars, you have a lot of pressure. You have a lot of, you know, people that are telling you how to be, how to show up, what to do, how to act. And that's what I did. I lost myself because I just chose to do whatever I was told. And I don't like, you know, reflecting back now, I'm like, I can't blame anyone. I gave my power away. I gave my sovereignty away. And I chose to be a victim and just say, oh, I'm just going to do whatever they tell me to do. I'm going to shut up where I need to shut up. I'm going to, you know, follow this cause where I'm told to follow it. I'm going to support this, you know, and I didn't even really honestly realize half the things I was supporting, because I just wanted to be liked in Hollywood. I just wanted to move up the ladder and do my job and be able to enjoy, because I love fashion. Fashion's always been my passion. And I loved helping people with transformation from, you know, their clothing and how they would, you know, dress. And I did have stars that were getting best dressed all over the world and amazing accolades. And so that part of the career was really fulfilling, and getting to help people feel really good and, you know, watch those transformations from them having a brand new relationship that they attracted from, you know, wearing the right clothing to the star role to whatever it was. But the deeper piece of like what you spoke to, of like the messiness and the heartache, was realizing that after all that was done, I would go home and would feel empty. And I didn't understand why, no matter what box I checked off, whether it was to be on ABC News or, you know, be on the front cover of this or whatever it was, I would check off the box and look for the next box. There was no satisfying. There was no, oh, you did it. Oh, I should celebrate this. It was always, how do I get to the next? How do I get to the next? How do I get to the next? Because I didn't know how to be present and in the moment to actually like receive what was like a blessing, you know, in so many ways of all the work I was doing. And that led me down the path of, you know, mental health. I also had gotten pregnant with my first daughter, you know, in all this. And I do believe, since we are a sacred portal to God and, you know, everything when we are pregnant, I really think that that was a big shakeup for me energetically. I think my body was really telling me, you know, what was going on. I think spiritually, honestly, I was feeling a lot more than I actually recognized in the moment that I realize now, which might be a little woo for some people, but just listen to me. Everything is energy, right? I think we can all agree with that for the most part here. And when you're around someone, you walk into a room, you can either feel they have good energy and you feel like excited to be around them, or you're like, ooh, I don't know if I want to be around that. And that was what I felt like over and over again when I was pregnant with a lot of clients. And it was like kind of unnerving of like, I've been around these people for years, but all of a sudden, like I get sick when I'm around you and I don't feel good. And I need to go home. I need to leave set early. Like I was leaving projects when I would never leave, or I would just like go lay down on a couch at a place I was and tell my assistant to take over. And that was so not like me, because I am not good at giving up control. And I was like, I have to lay down. And people would tell me, oh, it's morning sickness, but it would be like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it'd be like 7 o'clock at night. Like there were all these excuses that I was making for my body, but I really believe it was like my body being in a space of the people pleasing was coming to an end and I couldn't hold up anymore. And spiritually, I was feeling so much more because I was carrying her. And so fast forward, I went through, a pretty traumatic birth after having her 42 hours after wanting to have a natural birth, and a water birth led me to a 42 hour transfer to the hospital for a C-section. Ugh. That trauma from that C-section, I truly believe unearthed so much more that I had been holding my body for so many years, that it was like, God was like, it's time to face the music. It's time to sit in your shit and start to see what's really going on and stop having this mask on society that like everything is okay. And you have a smile on your face and you just keep swimming. And that was kind of the cracking open, the breaking open, if you will, to my mental health journey. Because shortly after that, I landed in pretty heavy postpartum depression and anxiety, for those that have followed my journey. If you don't, I was very much in the dark and I didn't know who I was. I had lost myself. I honestly felt like I was mourning the death of myself. And I didn't even know how to show up on set, let alone like be a new mom to my daughter, Amanda. And that was the deep journey, the dark nights of the soul, as some people call it. Like that was what led me to breath work, led me to meditation, led me to the holistic modalities to start to say, how am I going to actually heal? And not just heal, but like be a new version of me that actually loves me and not go back down where I used to be.
So it wasn't your faith really that led you to the breath work. It was the breath work that led you to your faith. Which I think is such an important distinction, because one thing that Amy, Kristen, and I are very aware of, and I will talk about this, Allie, because we've had this conversation off air before, and I really love this. Being raised in a Christian home and been a Christian most of my life, you know, at some point along the way, and I think it was around my college years, I was warned like, oh, be careful about yoga. Be careful about yoga and new age practices and all things. I can understand why there was a pause if you're worshiping another god inside of any of those modalities. If it, you know, if it's something that's like a Buddhist practice and then they're telling you to practice Buddhism, of course, like I don't want to do, I'm not interested in that. But the practice of yoga, movement, breathing, deep breaths. Oh, by the way, let me just say meditation, right? Yep. Let the meditations of my heart, oh God, like that is biblical. Uh-huh. And there had to come a point for me personally as a Christian that I had to reconcile that some of these modalities were absolutely born in Eastern tradition. In the time the Bible and all those thousands of years of the Bible was written and put together, these were part of many things were part of all these same traditions, and it didn't make them wrong. But I think there's been a fear about them. And I'm going to say a justifiable fear in some sorts. I know Kristen can speak to that too, because she's a yogi. So she knows these things. She's like, I understand where they can get to a point that that's not something they're interested in. But I want everyone to stay open to the idea that, you know, for example, when you're on this pursuit, this is actually what led you to God.
And I laugh now because, okay, so I was raised Catholic. My mom, my mom's Catholic. My dad's Jewish. So I'm a little bit of I'm a cashew, as I like to say.
That's perfect.
I remember my friend Danielle, she said that to me. She's like, you're a cashew. I'm like, I'm stealing, mom.
I love that. I love that.
But I came from a mixed home as is and a mixed bag of like, you know, Jesus did do this, Jesus didn't do that. Like it was very confusing. They didn't mean it for it to be, but it was. And I came from a place where being a Catholic, it was really hard for me to honestly understand like my role with God. And I was so wrapped in the religion of like, I'm being shamed for what I am, you know, doing, you know, right now, or I'm being judged for what I'm saying right now. So I never felt safe in the church. I never felt safe in that religion, to be quite honest. And I'm so grateful that breathwork led me back to God, because I now know like the true living God, not religion, yes. not man made. You know what I mean? Like, there's such a difference yes. in what is like actual religion and what we're is like, in my opinion, religion is another form of government, you know, it's another way of yes. controlling people and telling people what they can yes. do and can't do. And it's like, yes. when you start to know the real living God, God is love. Like, yes, of course there's judgment and there's things of that nature, but God is love. Like, you know, and you start to understand your sovereignty and who you are, you know, and the kingdom is within you. And that breathwork led me back to that place of like starting to understand, like I could release all the chains I was holding. I could release all the limiting beliefs, the trauma that was in my body, the emotions that were stored in my body. Because when you marry the science of actual how our body works, of being energetic beings, because we're souls, right? And then you combine it with the woo, as everybody calls, you know, the spiritual piece, you start to understand like we actually are made this way. Like we are created this way. We, you know, yes. this is our energy resonance. This is the way we operate. And so mm-hmm. when you use things like movement and the breath and bring your body back to center, you yes. can actually come back to that homeostasis, the way God created you to be. God doesn't give you fear. God doesn't give you scarcity. God doesn't That's give you right. any lower vibrations, these lower energies that we feel. And when you start to understand that, you can start to take your power back in your life and that sovereignty mm. that you were born with. And that's what breathwork did for me. And the more I did the deep breathing, the more I would start to have, honestly, I would see God. Jesus came to me. Like, I may sound crazy, but like, I had deep, you know, conversations and revelations that happened where it was like, this is why you went down this path, because you weren't going to come to me on your own. You're that stubborn. Yes. you have that much of an ego, which, you know, I've worked on for many years now.
Our listeners know that the three of us are passionate about exposing the broken systems within our society, revealing how the quest for money and power has corrupted so many of them so that they no longer serve us.
That's right. We talk a lot about our broken medical system, and that includes our broken medical insurance system. We believe that it is time we dismantle the broken systems and work together to rebuild new ones that actually serve us.
And that's why we are excited to share an answer we found as an alternative to your traditional insurance plan that charges you exorbitant monthly payments and deductibles, then asks you to pay even more when you get sick, that controls your medical decisions, including what your physician is allowed to do and prescribe, and that rakes in billions as corporations at our expense.
That's why we love CrowdHealth. We interviewed CEO Andy Schoonover in episode 106, which we encourage you all to check out to learn more. But Andy founded CrowdHealth after experiencing firsthand just how inept and outrageous insurance companies have become.
CrowdHealth is not an insurance company, but a platform and a community that empowers you with a crowdfunding tool and a wealth of resources to efficiently manage your healthcare costs. And it's an excellent alternative to health insurance, allowing us to escape the healthcare matrix and put us and our healthcare providers back in charge.
Ever since my family and I made the switch to CrowdHealth, not only are we proud to be part of a company with integrity, but we love that we are free from the broken insurance system. We will never be part of that system again. We've had nothing but an A-plus experience. From before we even enrolled, we connected with an advocate who answered our questions. Then upon enrollment, we were immediately assigned a personal advocate who is literally a text away anytime I need her. If you follow them on Instagram and Twitter, you will see not only how much they truly care about each of the members, but also how much money they save us. This is why we encourage all of you to go to joincrowdhealth.org to learn more and to use code JUSTTHINK to get your first 3 months of membership for just $99 a month. Again, it's joincrowdhealth.org with discount code JUSTTHINK. You can also reference our Just Think the Podcast Substack for more information.
And, you know, and like, you weren't going to come to me. You weren't going to, you know, let me in. And it's true. I was so mad at God when, you know, my grandmother passed away in 2013. That was trauma I unearthed from, you know, having my daughter C-section. That came up in all my postpartum therapies. It was like, you've never dealt with her passing. And you just went into straight, you know, massive anger and, you know, sadness. And you just wanted to shove it down and just keep going and pretend like it wasn't affecting you in your life. Mm. It was. She was my best friend on this earth, you know, and it was like a piece of me torn when she left, you know, and I just pretended like, I'm just going to work and make myself happy that way. I'm not going to worry about my personal happiness. I'm just going to focus on my work happiness. And I think all those things just masked me so much that I became so numb to that I was actually needing to grieve and I was actually needing to heal. And so the C-section, as hard as it was, and the postpartum depression, it was a blessing in disguise. And I do believe all of us, we go through traumas in our lives to bring us back to God, to bring us back to center, to show us what's really important. But then when we get to use these modalities that are truly within us, that God created within us, we can actually move them out and no longer let them hold us in the stories, in the trauma and what we have been in.
And I don't mean to interrupt you, but like, I think that's what the audience is like, okay, so how did you find breathing?
Yeah.
How, totally. Like, you're in this dark moment, you've postpartum, everything, and then you learn how to breathe. Where did that come from?
That's a good question. So for me, first, it began with meditation, to be honest. That was like the opening of everything. Okay. I had turned down Big Pharma when they tried to give me all kinds of, you know, good old medication to get on. And my doctor said to me, when I said no to the medicine, he was like, well, then I can't help you. And I was like, what do you mean you can't help me? Like, yeah. He literally looked me dead in the face and was like, I can't help you. And I was like, you can't help me because I'm choosing not to take this. Like, you can't give me any other way. Wow. And he's like, this is what I know how to help you with. And I'm like,
that is scary. Can we just pause there?
Right.
And just say, what?
Right.
What? How many times have y'all said WTF in the past?
All the time.
I need something stronger to say. Lord help us. Must have been a Harvard grad if y'all have seen that med school.
That's true, just though.
A little it's reference like to a nice little video we shared.
It's you know, it was really hard to hear that, to be honest, and it was hard to hear, but at the same time, it was a blessing. Because I was able to then walk away and honestly, I didn't know God at that point, but I just knew my soul was saying, you'll find another way. You'll find another way that's actually going to allow you to heal on a mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual level and not be numbed the way you've been for so long.
So we just had a couple of tech issues. So I want to make sure our audience doesn't miss a single thing of what Allie just said. We were talking about how she was on Xanax and she was taking Xanax to mask all the issues that were happening internally with her. And one of the things we just mentioned is the importance of getting things out at the root, that a root will ultimately bear fruit. It's the way God created it to work, right? And whatever was rooted into the ground, its job is to create that fruit. And if all you keep doing is trying to smash the plant back down, you know, it's not going to work. It's exhausting. And ultimately, it's going to try to keep growing. And so what Allie's saying is the Xanax was just the thing that kept trying to destroy the fruit, but the root was still there.
Yeah.
It was in getting to the root of her anxiety, depression, whatever you want to call whatever you're dealing with, you know, the internal, the disorder that she's feeling is rooted in something, and that you wanted to get to the root of that. And this doctor has told you, well, if you don't take the medications, I can't help you, which huge red flag right there, right? Because his job is to really, or her job is to walk alongside you and to help you figure things
out.
Huge
red flag.
One thing Kristen and Amy and I know is movement alone can do a lot for a lot of these things, right? Just getting outside, fresh air, movement, like having those conversations should have also been a part of that conversation. But anyway, he says he can't help you. So then what do you do next?
Yeah. So just to back up on that. So I had been taking Xanax when my grandmother passed away in 2013. And then I had been on and off of it for quite a few years. Then when it came to after my C-section and I was then having the postpartum depression and anxiety, and I turned to my doctor and I said, I don't know what's wrong with me. I feel like I'm mourning the death of me. What can I do? And he looked at me and he said, well, I can put you on, I think it was Lexapro. I could be wrong, but it was one of those. And he's like, I could put you on this. And within 8 weeks, you will be back to Allie. You'll be back to exactly who you've been. You'll be feeling great. And honestly, I'm not going to lie, guys. Like, I was so tempted. I was like, oh my gosh, I can get my life back.
Yeah.
I can just pretend like nothing's wrong. I could just go back. Like, that's simple. I just have to take this.
Yeah.
And I sat there with the prescription that he wrote me. For a moment, I asked him to give me a minute, and I sat there, and I just remember, like, I didn't pray. I'm not going to lie, because I wasn't in that space, but I just like seriously just sat there and was like, does this feel right? Like there was a reason why I wasn't jumping to say fit, let me go fill it. And I was just like, does this feel right? And I just, you know, that almost like that the angel on the shoulder, the devil on the shoulder. Like that was kind of the moment.
Yes.
The moment I had where it was like, you can do this, but it's not going to be what you want it to be. And it's going to put you back in a spiral and you're not going to be happy. And the other one was like, just take it. You'll be good. Like all is well, like just take it. And it was like, I really can't take this. And I started bawling, like crying. And he came back in and I was like, and honestly, now I realize that was Holy Spirit coming over me and was like, you can't.
Yes.
But in that moment, I was just like, something's wrong with me, but I'm not going to take it. What's wrong with me? And I turned to him and I said, I can't take it. I got to find another way. And that's when I said to him, you know, I've done Xanax before. I've done some other stuff to help me numb out. And I'm just concerned that I probably shouldn't be doing this. And he's like, oh, no, it's not the same. And it's not even going to transfer your breast milk. It's a whole other conversation. It was all this stuff. It's all good. You can take it. No problem. And I just knew, like, in deep down, I was like, I can't. And he just looked at me and was like, then I can't help you. And I just looked at him and I was like, what do you mean you can't help me? And he was like stern face, super, serious and was like, I can't help you. Like, this is how I can help you. I cannot help you. And I was just bawling my eyes out and I was like, I don't know what to do. And he's like, I gave you an option. You're more than welcome to go home and think about it. And when you're ready to call me, and I'll make sure it's taken care of for you. But like, I don't know how to help you. And it's just sad, honestly, because I actually believe he wanted to help me, but he just did not have any.
He didn't know how.
It was just, this is what they tell me to do. I give you these drugs and this is how you're fine. Right. And this is like, obviously what you guys cover here. I'm just think with Big Pharma. So that was my experience with Big Pharma is it was like, I turned it down. Now what? Right. And like you said, like the root bears fruit. So it was like, okay, it's time to figure out what the heck has been going on with me for so long. And thank God I had a midwife and a postpartum specialist from that I wanted to have the natural water birth with. So I had that team and I reached out to them and I said, I am struggling, y'all. Like I am losing my ever loving mind. I can't show up for my brand new baby. I don't know what's wrong with me. And they were like, all right, you know, I go have a meeting with them after like a super long like meeting and somewhat of an intervention. It was like, you have very heavy postpartum depression and anxiety that is stemming from traumas you haven't dealt with, from grief from your grandma. There's so much your body essentially unearthed from that C-section that, you know, which happens. I've learned through being a breathwork teacher when I work with different clients, so much of that happens because they've shoved it down so deep and they think the emotions are gone because they've compartmentalized that it's in the body and it's gone. Yeah. But it's not. It's in the body, in your cells, in your fascia, in everything you have going on. And it's just sitting there waiting to essentially erupt. Like I try to explain to people your nervous system, which is the base of all of this. It's kind of like a computer. And when you shove all kinds of stuff into your drive and it's overly full, it starts slowing down and eventually stops working, right? It's a really kind of way to like understand how the nervous system works. So when you're in a place where I was in fight or flight, a sympathetic nervous system, and even freeze and fawn, people pleasing, and I was just overloaded. There was no more of shoving it in and turning it off and trying to unplug and reset. It was like, nah, it's time to do the work. It's time to like take stuff out and figure out what the heck is going on. So I was grateful that they started bringing me into meditation. Meditation is what led me to start doing some deep breathing, not necessarily breath work just yet. It was more just kind of deep conscious breaths to get centered and be able to meditate. Then gratitude work. I did some NLP therapy, cognitive therapy, a lot with words and rewiring the brain and understanding what was coming up for me. And the mindset work, honestly, was where it began for me. But then let's just fast forward. So fast forward, I'm feeling good at the end of like my daughter turning 1 year old. I finally started to like find the light in the tunnel. God and I had a relationship. I felt like a brand new version of Allie. And I was like, oh my God, thank God. Like I'm a new version of me. I don't know what I'm going to do in my career, but like, at least I'm healthy. I'm happy. The emotions like have moved through me. I feel healed. Like I was in such a good place. And then 2020 came. And I was pregnant with Arlie, my second daughter. And it was like, no, what do you mean nothing is working? Like all my meditation, seriously, y'all, like I went from being someone who couldn't meditate for 5 minutes a day that was taught how to meditate and became like a serious meditator every single day, like 20 minutes a day. My husband would know, like, you go meditate and then you get into like motherhood. Like it was part of my practice and it helped me so much to connect with God and prayer and be able to center myself. The 2020 came and I couldn't meditate. I'm not even kidding. Like I would sit there and I'd be like praying and meditating and nothing be happening. And I was like, what's happening right now? why are my tools not working? And no matter what I did, everything was clusterfuck. Like nothing was working. Like I was losing my ever loving mind. And so I realized, and this journey of this is how I got really to breath work, is the mindset work works until it stops working. And then we have to actually get deeply into the body when we speak about the root healing. We have to get the body into it and connect the mind, body, spirit, because it's all connected in order to actually move out what is happening. So the mind had told me, you're healed, all is well, we're good, you've moved on, and everything's good. But that wasn't the case. The body was still holding all the trauma from the birth, all the trauma from my grandmother passing, the grief. Like I had convinced myself, because I did some work, right? So I was definitely on a healing path, but there was way more to go for me. And so how did I get to breath work? Honestly, I randomly was posting on social media that I was losing my ever-loving mind, that I didn't know why meditation wasn't working. I had shared pretty deeply at this point in my journey of where I was with mental health and what was going on. So I had a lot of people around me that, you know, had seen what was happening. And I was like, I was in a good place and now I'm not. And I'm pregnant and I'm living in California, which is the fear porn of the world.
Seriously. Holy cow. Yes.
And I'm pregnant and I'm trying to stay sane and I have a toddler and I have my husband at home and I'm like, oh my God, what am I going to do? And I literally posted on social media and this guy, Mac, just messaged me and was like, hey, have you ever done breath work? And I'm like, oh, I've done some conscious breathing, like deep breaths. And he's like, no. I mean like deep breath work, like actually like getting like in a higher consciousness state, being guided through a session. I was like, I don't know what that is. And I don't think that's going to work. And he was like, hear me out. You're talking about everything you've tried. Mindset work isn't working for you. There's something blocked in the body. And I think that was pretty intuitive too. And I was just like, you know what? What do I have to lose? Like, I'm losing my mind. Like, might as well, right? So
yeah.
I couldn't go to him because, you know, California. So we get online and do like this, like a Zoom session. And I swear, within that hour, I felt like I let go of 20 pounds of emotional weight. Like, I was hysterical, but so euphoric at the same time. I had like a serious like conversation with God. Like, it was just, it was so powerful. And I was like, after I came out of it, I said to him, I'm like, what just happened? Like, what did I just go through?
Yeah, what did I do?
He's like, you didn't do anything. He's like, there's no drugs. Like, this is all like the inner pharmacy within you. This is the way that when you bring oxygen into the body and oxygenate your cells and your mitochondria and everything going on to help your nervous system, that the neuroreceptors in your brain shut off and you get out of the noise and the chaos and you're able to actually connect back to your soul and your being and come back to the homeostasis of really of how you were born. Because when a baby's born into the world, that's how we operate. We breathe deep into the belly, deep into the chest, and then out. And we're in a homeostasis. We're not in the noise and the programming and the fear.
Right.
So I think such a place back to faith that when that happened, I was like, oh, I'm all in. Like I got to do this now. Like, and I'm not kidding. I mean, I booked session after session. And so I just started doing it like over and over and over again. And no matter what was going on in the chaos of 2020, I was able to move through. And then meditation, by the way, started working again. All of a sudden, all the mindset work started working again. And I was like, oh, this is not a coincidence. Like, I'm starting to understand how connected this is. And I started reading books like The Body Keeps Score that teaches us all about like how the body is holding and how you have to release in order for the mind to catch back up and the retracing that happens. It's a great book, a little triggering, but a great book.
And it reminds me, Allie, too, of, there's a scripture in the Bible that talks about we are transformed by the renewing of our minds.
Yes.
And it says that we become more and more. And as we're in this process, which is lifelong, I believe, right? It's a lifelong process, right? That is, you're in the process, you become, as it says, you behold like as in a mirror.
Yeah.
You reflect back the image of God,
right?
Because we were created in that image. And I think it's such a beautiful description of really life's journey to say, for those of you who don't understand that the healing work we're talking about is the transformation of the inner man. It's the transformation of you because you've lived in a broken world and you came into the world. Well, even in the womb, there can be trauma, which is a whole nother thing. But you, as your spirit came into the world fresh from God, it started to understand it was in a broken place. And then you respond to it.
Yeah.
And the lifelong responses are what can then build up and create issues and traumas or whatever words you want to call it.
Programming and all chaos and noise that is given to us. And by the way, taking it even deeper that I've seen in my own work now that I'm, you know, certified in this work, we have generational trauma that sits within us in our DNA. We have ancestral, like so much of it, by the way, isn't even yours.
Also biblical.
Yeah.
Exactly. Also biblical. It says the sins of the fathers passed down from generation to generation. Mm-hmm. It is true.
Exactly. And I love that you bring it back to that because it's true. Yeah. And you're right. And so it's like when we go through that renewal and we actually get to heal the root of what's going on, you're free. Like God says, right? The truth will set you free.
Set you free.
And it's like, that's how I felt. It was like when I started having all these emotions actually come up out of the body, so much anger, so much sadness, so much limiting belief, like deep, deep, dark stuff, like basically dark demons, like coming up and to the surface to be seen. I was hard, but it was like, then it was gone. I faced the fear. I faced the things that I need to face and I let them go and I was freer for it. And that is what I teach other people now with breath work is it's like I say, come home to yourself through the breath because it's that renewal that you spoke to. It's that transformation.
That's it.
It allows you to remove all that's been there that's at the root and actually move it out of the body and be done with it. Not be in a vicious cycle of just, I told myself this and now the mind told me this and now I'm back to the same thing again. Right? And it's like the more we do that root work, the more we can move more and more out. Now, of course, it's an ever, you know, evolving journey. I'm still moving through years later because more has come up. But I'm such a happier person. I have so much more peace, so much more joy, so much more presence in my life. My marriage has never been better. You know, my children are such a blessing. I have my son as well now. I have, you know, three children. I didn't even think I wanted to be a mom. I mean, the enemy convinced me years ago I was never going to be a mom, you know? I mean, I mean, there's so much God has done with my journey that it's like so wild to me. And, you know, I want to share, and I think I told you guys this off your podcast, but when it was 2020 and the chaos of the world was happening, no matter what was going on, I was able to drop into the body and shift where I was. Like my doctor would tell me, your husband's not going to be there because California is not going to let you have a partner there. And I would just like sit down and I would pray and I would breathe deeply. And I'd be like, my husband's going to be there. It's all gonna be okay. And then it switched. She came at 42 weeks on the nose and he was able to come because the rules switched that week. Like,
oh my gosh,
miracles. Like it was wild.
Totally.
I had her, you know, I had a VBAC with her in the hospital, vaginal birth after C-section, when I was told that would never happen. And she,
and you did it.
And I did it. And she got stuck, by the way, at the very end when I was, getting ready to push her out, which showed me the body was still remembering the trauma from Amelia getting stuck, just to kind of bring that back into perspective. Mm. And the body was holding. And I was so grateful that I had the awareness and I took deep breaths. I put on one of my meditation playlists in my ears and I just said, I need a minute for, you know, in the hospital to just center myself. And I started breathing deeply and I started meditating and started speaking to God and praying. And I swear I had another encounter with God in that moment because next thing I knew, I didn't feel I was in my body, even though I was. And then I heard him say push and I was still like not in my body. And next thing I knew, I landed back in my body and she was on my chest and I couldn't believe that she had been.
Wow.
It was such a powerful spiritual experience. And I can't stress enough, this is how deeply we are connected to God as souls and how we can access, you know, that realm through our breath.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I want people to understand it's right there.
Yes,
I mean, it's right there. I think it's right there. Yeah. And you'll discover it in this journey. You will discover, you know, that you can hear and discern the voice of God. We all can. Oh, yeah. We all can. It's not a unique gift to just one person to be able to hear because you are his creation. He loves you. He wants to speak with you. He wants you to understand. He, you know, he wants to guide you. All those things are so true.
Yeah.
But I do think we in the Western world, especially, and I think in the Eastern world, they're more hip to the idea. But in the Western world, we're so shut down to that. We think prayer is a one-way conversation.
Yep.
And that only the super religious can speak on behalf of God, which is absolutely not true. The Bible says, my sheep know my voice.
I love that because God recently schooled me on that a few days ago, actually, because I was like praying and I was like, I do my declares and decrees every day when I pray before I start the day. And God literally said to me, like, it doesn't have to be this serious all the time. We could just have a conversation. And I was like,
you can just have a combo.
I don't
absolutely
have to be so like, you know, and he was like, I hear you. Like, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, but it was like, oh, okay, I could just like talk to you. And the more I've done that, I'm just like talking throughout my day and like just literally praying yes. along and praising. I'm like, there's so much power in this. And that's the thing, right? It's like understanding that all of this is part of the journey. All of this is our actual yes. connection to God. The kingdom is within us. Like when you start to understand that it is within us and that you have that divine sovereignty and power and authority in your life because Absolutely. Of him and what was done with Jesus and crucified and how it's gone through for us, it's like, this is why these, you know, God gave us our breath. You know, it's like I tell people when they're like, oh, it's demonic. I'm like, it could be if you're not working with a safe facilitator, if you're worshiping something you shouldn't sure. be worshiping, like all of these things, it could be, but it's
yeah, not. Anything could be.
Anything can be.
Yeah, right.
Anything.
Anything, right. But it's like when you start to understand that God gave you your breath, not just to survive, but like actually to thrive. I tell everyone, I'm like, expand your lungs, expand your life. Like, you will start to connect more and more. And that's why for me, I love breath work, because it's not just about how much I've healed and how much God has used it to heal all of my traumas and all I went through, but it's about my true relationship with God, like how deep the walk has become from doing breath work.
I love it.
Why I got certified, because after that experience in the hospital happened, y'all, I told my husband, I'm like, I know what I'm going to do with my career now. And he's like, what? And I'm like, I'm going to be a certified breath work teacher. Like, that moment, you can't make up what just happened in this hospital. Like, my body was not working. Everything was stuck.
Yeah.
By the way, BLM was burning down the building across the street while she was being born.
Oh, my gosh.
I have to paint a picture, because it was, like, such a crazy time for all of us in the world.
Yes.
And I should have been, you know, in complete fight or flight. I should have been in chaos. I should have been in, you know, total stress. And I probably should have wound up in a not great situation. But I wound up in complete peace.
Well, no, because, Allie, let's be honest. Remember, they were mostly peaceful protests. So you should have been a complete zen moment.
That's right. Okay. I can't even keep a straight face. I mean,
me either.
The pizza building was burning down in front of our window, and it was like police were lined up outside. My husband was looking outside. Arlie had just been born. It was like, welcome to the world. Like, it was.
Yeah. Here you go. Welcome to California.
Right. By the way, that was the sign that was like, oh, it's time to leave California. Like, I've been waiting for me a sign, and that was it. The smoke and the fire was like, hey,
you're done.
Time to leave.
So now that you are now leading people through this, and I think it's such a beautiful depiction of, you know, you are afflicted so you can comfort others in their affliction. Yeah. You found your path to freedom and truth, and you are helping other people discover that as well. So you have your own website, AllieLevine.com, 1-L-A-L-I-L-E-V-I-N-E.com, where you help people get access to this. And I know that you want to share a little more about now, what it looks like today for people to access you, and then kind of what that process looks like.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so I love helping people use breath work to, first off, find safety in their nervous system, because most people don't have that, and regulate and learn what that looks like in their life, because I didn't have that for my entire life, and I recognize that in the work I did. And so I bring you through a journey, whether you're doing, you know, one-on-one session with me, whether you're in a group container with me. I run challenges. Actually, I'm about to run my next one next week. It's 22 days live with me, and you breathe for 22 days, and you see how you go through a deep transformation from the breath work to the meditation to all we do in that space, how you are renewed when you come out and have that deeper faith and deeper grounding. I have, you know, different types of containers. I have my app Breathe and Be that's on the App Store and Google Play. I know you guys have used it before. It has all different exercises, like Allie in Your Pocket, ways to work with me on a daily basis of like 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes, all the way to half an hour, ways to journey with me. So you can have me in your pocket and be able to access it all the time. But my biggest thing is, I'm an activator. I'm here. I realize God has told me my mission is to empower you into like who you truly are as a soul by using your sacred breath, by using that to unlock and help you understand your nervous system. Your sacred breath goes hand in hand. Yes. It all begins in the nervous system. And once you've worked on that, then we can get to the root. Then we can start to come to a healing space the way you are actually divinely healed and are meant to be, and get to thrive in this life and not just survive. So that is my calling. That is what I love to help people with, whether you're working with me one-on-one or in my app or in a group, it's all about that. So if you are looking for, you know, root healing, if you are looking for releasing trauma, emotions that are stuck in the body, because remember, emotions are just energy in motion. They need to move through the body. I'm here to support you on that journey. And I know what it's like to feel so alone and so, you know, messy and broken. But I'm telling you, there's so much light and hope and renewal on the other side. So I'm here to support you in that.
I love that. Love.
Wow, that 22-day thing sounds awesome to look into that.
It starts this week. I don't know when you guys are having this come out, but it starts May 13th. And we do Monday through Friday, and weekends we take off to integrate and really just let ourselves, you know, ground and land further. But I guide you through a 22-day, you know, meditation, breath work journey. And it's been so incredible to see people come out of that and say, like, wow, I have so much more peace. I have so much more joy. I have a tool I can use every day now to land in the body and get out of the noise. And I think honestly, especially now between the spiritual warfare we're in, the collective chaos we're in, it's more important than ever to find our practices, to find ways to ground and be centered, to come back to prayer, to come back to God, to go within. So then we can show up, you know, outside. Because if you're not going inward, you're just going to continue to spiral like I did for so many years.
Oh, so well said. So well said. Well, I think we could probably get this out by Friday, actually.
Oh, I would love that.
Which is, so then that would be good. Then people can go and access and join that 22 days.
Y'all know we love a challenge.
Yes. It's awesome. Love it. So much fun to see people like be like, I did it and I stuck to it. And like just the conversations of like, I didn't know I was holding trauma in my body. I didn't know I was so, you know, emotional. And it's like, good. Let's get it out. Let's move it out so you can be renewed. You know,
I one thing I love about this, Allie, and what I hope people will really do is open their minds to the concept and just come in and observe and do this with you and just see how it goes. Because I think people do need, you just said something like, we need to know what our tools are. We need to be established in our tools in the chaos and the spiritual warfare that's going on. What is your armor? You know, putting on that full armor of God, what does that look like specifically for you? And, you know, it's sometimes it's more than just a prayer. It's, you know, because I think prayer is a two-way street. It's not just talking, but it's more than just talking. It's also learning to hear and to listen. It's also doing that internal work. And, you know, for me, sometimes the best thing that I can do, what gets me still, you know, when that be still and know that I'm God, it is the, when I get outside, no AirPods, no nothing, get outside and walk.
Yeah.
And I can start to hear birds or I start to hear squirrels in the woods and that starts, it's like, there's something about that practice for me. And this is maybe not for everyone. I start to feel grounded again. And hearing God's voice
regulate our nervous system. And I love that you said that because I do the same thing every day. I get outside, I take my shoes off, I go without anything, and I just walk on my grass and walk around and just feel the earth and connect,
grounding,
and stretch and ground. And that's when I take my deep breaths. And I do with kids too, so that they can also ground and regulate. Because I believe as mothers, the more we regulate, we co-regulate our household and our children, and they receive energy. Yeah. And it's like when you start your day that way, everything starts to shift, and you can hear God so much clearer because you're not in the chaos. You're not in the noise. You're not in scarcity. You're in abundance. You're in faith. You're in centering, right? And it's like, okay, I know what I need to do.
Right.
And so it's like for me, it's my go-to. And I love that you said that because it's like the biggest deal here to me is regulating your nervous system is going to let you have those keys to further connect back to God deeper and connect back to your soul.
I love
and
that.
Intuition. It's like, that grounding does that, you know, smelling essential oils does that, taking a nice shower does that. Like just think of things that are cleansing for you and adding in breaths. You know, even if you just want to start this and you're not ready to like fully jump in because you're like, what is this chick talking about? This sounds so woo. Trust me. I get it. I kicked my feet screaming until I actually did it.
Yes. And we all get it.
We all get it. Like there's resistance, but it's like, just think about just deep breaths. Like just walk outside, walk on the grass, take three deep breaths, like deep breath in the nose, powerfully out the mouth, deep breath in the nose. Powerfully at the mouth. Like just let yourself land and notice how much the body does the work for you and the mind catches up later. And then when you want to go deeper on the journey, then come find me.
Oh, love yes, it. Allie. We love it. Well, thank you so much for giving us your time, Allie. We just adore you. Love you. We know, like, watching your journey is just inspiring. And I think you have such a unique perspective of how you found your way to God through literally breathing.
Literally.
I mean, it was this
breath work. Because it's what we do.
It is.
And it's hilarious.
But I mean, it's,
yeah,
it's unconventional, but you know, it's like, but I, that's what I think. Watch Russell Brand's story. I don't know if anybody's been following Russell Brand, but
story from the beginning. Cause I'm like, oh my gosh, I resonate so deeply.
Same.
Because I think I start to new age. You're searching yes. for God. You're searching for the
that's what. Oh, I wish I had the text.
Place, right? You're just all over the place. Like, what is this? What is, and you're just trying yeah. to find. But
he was
like,
trying it all.
Yep. That's
he was trying it all. But I said, and my sisters and my mom a text. I remember this back in 2020. I said, watch, he's going to find Jesus because he is on a mission. Mm-hmm. He is searching. Mm-hmm. He is searching. And this, like, you know, if you seek me, you'll find me that's when right. you seek me with all your heart. And I just saw his whole heart going in. And we need to have grace, you know, for those of us who think you know something, which, by the way, I think a lot of us, we really don't know what we think we know.
But yeah, we have no
you
clue.
Think you've got it all figured out. We got to have grace for people who, when they decide to start searching, that's a beautiful thing. Because that's where you can ultimately find what you're looking for. But it takes that searching. And
it does. Mm-hmm.
And so just watching people like him say have their eyes blown wide open and them going, oh my gosh. You know, it's so beautiful. And I think you had
I had a very similar situation. And he has peace now and he has joy.
Yes.
Like you will not find, you know, greater joy, greater peace, greater presence than when you find God. And it's like, I agree with
that's
you.
That's right.
And I just laugh because I'm like, wow, I was a celebrity wardrobe stylist who never took a breath in her life. Like I was go,
right.
high cortisol levels, like stressed out 24/7, did not know how to breathe to save my
to
soul
breathe.
To breath work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and
it's great.
It was yep. God used me, you know? And so it's
that's
like,
right.
you know, if you're on a journey, have grace for yourself. Yeah. And have awareness
that's
and right. be open. Be open.
That's
to
right.
trying something new because you deserve it. You deserve to, you know, to
yes.
God and to take your own path. So thank you so much, you guys. I love your platform. You know, I love your podcast and love all of you, what you share and you do and how you help people find the truth, because that is really at the end of the day, what everyone needs now is to be set yes. free by finding the truth.
Amen. Amen. And with that, yes, yes, Kristen and Amy and I didn't see ourselves here either. Isn't it interesting how God can write a story for you that's so different than
so
the one
different.
We thought you were writing?
This
is not where we thought we'd be. But here we are trying to get the truth out to the airwaves, into the ears of people who are searching and looking and wanting to know. So guys, thanks for being a part of our thinking community. We appreciate and love you all. Join us on our Substack. Kristen will be sending the Substack out every week with sources that link you back to Allie, back to the things we discussed today so that you have them in your inbox. And let me just add, she now has a paid behind the paywall, which is so small. Kristen, what is it? $6 a month?
Yeah.
It's so small. You guys, yeah. she is putting together some of the best information that's in bite-sized pieces so that you can understand it, regurgitate it, hold on to it. But if you have children, grandchildren, or if you yourselves are getting pressured to get vaccinations from your doctor, your school. I got an email from the school yesterday. Mm-hmm. I mean, just like if you're getting pressure, you need this information. You need to be armed with knowledge. And Kristen is providing that. And the feedback is extraordinary. Mm-hmm. But you'll find us on the Substack. Just think the podcast on Substack. Go check us out. You'll find us there. Please like and follow if you're not subscribed to our podcast as well. And if you like what you hear, it's not perfect, but we thank you for your 5-star reviews so other people can find us too. All right, everybody. We love you guys. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, y'all.